The referendum says that the university needs to divest both its endowment and its operating funds from companies that are complicit in human rights violations, private prisons, and fossil fuel companies.
Why did you pick those three topics? What is it about fossil fuel, private prisons, and human rights that you think it's important for a university to divest from?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question, and on the surface may seem like some kind of disparate issues, but they're all in fact very closely related in the sense that so much of our efforts to go to war and other parts of the world are predicated on, a particular resource like fossil fuels. And then the military industrial complex, in turn, as we have ramped up over the years and all our efforts to prosecute these wars, as their equipment becomes more obsolete with each new generation of weapons that we produce, the military will sell those weapons back to municipalities and private security operations domestically. And that just feeds into this exacerbating the incarceration of people, particularly, I think it's unethical in private prisons.
A little more than a year ago, I asked the USF Foundation about whether they were going to listen to the students and to, there was a similar divestment petition that was put forward. And the board of the USF Foundation wrote in a statement, and this is a quote, "The USF Foundation will not divest investments or alter the investment policy or process based on requests from individuals or groups." And I guess there they were talking about groups being the students at USF. So in the past, they've said, forget what the students want. What makes you think that they might listen to you this time, or what would give you some optimism that would make you try again?
Well, so one thing that's also exciting about having these three particular issues is that at this point, there's a coalition of different student groups, Black, Muslim, and environmental in this case, that have come together. So it's a growing movement that when these kind of referendums do go before the students, it gets more popular every time. We fully expect that the student body will vote in favor of our referendum. And we just want to show the administration that we're not going away, and every time we come back, we'll be stronger.
The people who are responsible for making the investments might say, look, it's our job to make money for the university, to take the money that we have and to make more money. Maybe we'll invest in fossil fuels or private prisons or human rights abusers, but it'll make more money for the university.
Well, so interestingly, it's not the case, particularly with fossil fuel investments, that the bulk of assets that fossil fuel companies have, the value of those assets lies in the reserves. That is what's in the ground still. And what's in the ground is rapidly losing value as divestment movements to divest funds of fossil fuel companies becomes more and more popular globally, as difficult as it is to do so in the United States. Those assets are losing their value. There's been $5.5 trillion of assets globally that have been divested of fossil fuel funds, and that speaks directly to the value of their underlying assets, their reserves. So that's not something we can look into the future and say this is going to continue to pay dividends. And beyond that, not all investments are created morally equal. And as the University of South Florida attracts talent from all over the world to do important research in all kinds of fields, and what's the point of all this world-class research if we're not going to be able to use the findings of it to improve the policies we use to administer and self-govern?
Finally, if there are USF students out there who are listening and they have not yet voted, what would you do to try to convince them to see things your way?
So people would be against this for different reasons, in part because there is a few separate issues involved. But I would just really encourage people to take a look at the fact that there's really, over the course of Democratic and Republican administrations in Washington, these are three particular issues that only seem to be coming more entrenched over the years. And there's less the likelihood that, we're continuing to feel that we can vote against these companies or change these policies in any way through a ballot box. And divestment offers us a tool that we can resist these kind of policies.